The balance of power on Capitol Hill, even though under Republican control, is nearly 50-50 in both the House and the Senate. At the state level, there are two more Republican governors than there are Democratic governors, and many state legislatures are also divided down the middle. A recent party switch by a Republican in the North Carolina House produced a tie between the two parties and resulted in an unusual power-sharing agreement. North Carolina Public Radio's Julie Donnelly reports on whether this will lead to more gridlock or a serious effort to reach common goals.
After Republican lawmaker Michael Decker decided to switch to the Democratic Party, his former colleagues in the GOP threw every insult in the book at him. The state Republican Party chairman called him our own Jim Jeffords. But what particularly galled Republicans in the legislature, such as John Blust, was the fact that Decker is not a moderate Jim Jeffords type. He's a conservative stalwart.
He, just before he switched, was wanting to be one of our Republican leaders. And then didn't win it, boom, I'm going to the Democrats. I've used the word treachery and I stand by it. That's pretty much the definition. This was a betrayal.
Despite accusations that Decker was promised a plum leadership post and criticism that he's thwarting the will of the Republican voters who elected him in November, Decker says he has no regrets.
People have said, how could you withstand all those pressures that and the attacks, and I just said I have real peace about it because I think it was the right thing to do.
Decker's party switch erased a two-seat majority Republicans gained in November and set off a chain of events that has led to the first-ever co-speakership in the North Carolina House of Representatives. It enabled the incumbent speaker, Democrat Jim Black, to cling to power.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is time for us to move beyond this speaker's election. It is time for us to put wounded egos aside and start acting on legislation that will improve the lives of our citizens.
According to an agreement between the parties, every other day Black will wield the gavel, alternating with his Republican counterpart. Black has acknowledged that he has Decker to thank for the extension of his reign. Some lawmakers are amused by the strange alliance between Decker and the Speaker.
We're going to get drilled by Black and Decker.
That's Democrat Mickey Michaud, the de facto leader of a small liberal faction in the House. He'd like to solve the state's budget crisis with higher taxes on corporations and cigarettes. But with co-speakers, lots of controversial legislation at either end of the political spectrum is likely to die in committee. Republican Danny McComas says that's a good thing.
Well, we do know that there's about 10 or 15 on the right side. You've got about 10 or 15 on the liberal left, and what's left right smack in the middle, it's the vast majority, and we all look to do what's best for the state.
But while leaders of both parties say a bipartisan love-in is the only way to get things done this year, past experience suggests that lawmakers will also likely cross party lines for selfish reasons. Tad Bile is a professor of political science at UNC Chapel Hill. He says with no party in the majority, each lawmaker's influence rises.
Every individual legislator has tremendous power because they can say, if you don't do what I want, then I can leave and switch. And that throws everything up in the air.
Personal ambition and partisan bickering could be the hallmarks of this year's legislative session in North Carolina. Party leaders hope the power-sharing agreement will prevent that. They say they don't want to end up like Congress, adjourning for the session with important issues like judicial appointments and prescription drug coverage left on the table because they couldn't agree. For NPR News, I'm Julie Donnelly in Raleigh, North Carolina.